Hello everyone, I am here to take my own questionnaire, the then and now questionnaire, and thank you to all the people who have responded so far. I've had a wonderful time this morning reading over everyone's responses, and I hope to get more. Okay, so how did I first come to GWA, etc.? When was that? I first learned of GWA in June 2019. And I came to it through Literotica, where I had published some stories and come across my first audio. Well, actually not my first. I had heard an audio a long time ago before that, and I really didn't like it. But the one that I came across in the spring of 2 years ago, 2019, I did like, and then I don't even know how, but I liked one of the recordings, and then when I searched for that name, their works on, actually their works on Soundgasm came up. So for the longest time, oh, here we go, I'm rambling now. For the longest time, I was just really listening to one person off of Soundgasm, did not know what Gone Wild Audio was, and it was only on an AMA that person did, where they mentioned Gone Wild Audio a couple times, which I didn't even know what he was saying, because he had, with the accent, it just sounded like one syllable, the way he said it. Okay, a very long answer to my first question. So yeah, a little over 2 years ago. What was your role at first? I started posting audios right away. Well, I guess I listened at first. I wouldn't say I was lurking. I mean, I wasn't lurking because I wasn't listening even on GWA. The day I signed up for my Reddit account, I started posting the next day. But, I mean, I wasn't making stuff for GWA. I already had some audio files I was playing around with, so I put those up. Has your role evolved? Yes and no. Yes. I would say hasn't really evolved. I've just kind of gone in a circle. So, you know, before I came here, I was a writer, and then when I came here, I just kind of stopped writing, and I was just improvising. And then I came to realize there were scripts, and I thought, well, I guess I can parlay some of my stories into scripts, so I did that. So then I was kind of a writer, but sort of. I mean, I was really more like a versionist, you know, like versioning my own work. And then eventually I learned how to edit. Still learning about that. I'm really not good at it, I don't think. I mean, I can do what I need to do, but it's, yeah, not my favorite. Or I should say, I do like it, but it takes me a very long time. Yeah, so I just kind of go around and round. And I do listen in there as well, of course. What type of content did you make or consume the most? Making? I started making rambles and improvs. I started scripts later. And as far as listening, I listen to mostly improvs and rambles. And when I say ramble, I really mean ramble. It doesn't have to be a ramble fap, actually. I kind of just like listen to people ramble. I like listening to questionnaires, for one thing. And all the songs, too, on here. Go to topics or tags. Oh, I think we know what those are. So I go to topics or tags. Well, when I first started, actually, I was kind of doing more GFE. I guess. And then, to make a long story shorter, hopefully, there was a listener who was also a writer who asked if I would consider his script, and I did, and it happened to be Femdom, and I really liked that. And then, yeah, and from then, I guess, it's mostly Femdom or Gentle Femdom. Sometimes Jeffy, but usually, I don't know, if I'm not doing Femdom, I'm probably going to do straight up pillow talk, like safe work stuff, or, you know, yeah, like storytelling. So that's making. Listening, I'm pretty open, I mean, but I don't really listen that much now, so, like, I literally do listen to a lot of questionnaires and just sort of, I don't know, I used to listen a lot, so I think I'm kind of listened out. Related to the above, how has type of content you make consume changed at all? I already answered that, so I did kind of improv and ramble more, and now I do mostly script reads. And that's, I still do actually love to ramble improv. I just kind of have, like, when I do improvisational pieces, I think I overshare. So doing script reads is kind of, I think, safer for me. And then type of content, I mostly GFD. For makers, what topics or tags have I not explored that I would like to? I can't think of anything that I want to explore that I haven't. I mean, I really have literally covered the waterfront. Those of you who have been around for the last 2 years, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. All right. What role do you not currently occupy? You aspire to none of these. I've kind of done all of these things to some extent. I could say I aspire to write more. You know, it's ironic that I came here through writing. I don't write very much now. So if I were to say, what I aspire to be more disciplined about writing. I actually have a last piece of long form story that I promised one of my readers that I would write. I still haven't written. That was 2 years ago. So, you know, still very fresh in my mind though. Just haven't done it. And I do aspire to become a more efficient editor. Or a sound mixer, what have you. What has been the single most surprising discovery or learning? Probably the single most surprising discovery has been, that I'm good at storytelling or relating a narrative. I'm not actually that talkative in real life, you know? So that's been interesting. And most important learning. Well, I mean, I never knew about the gradations of the whole DS dynamic. So that's been interesting to learn about gentle femdom and harsh femdom. And of course, you know, the MDM counterpart as well. That's been interesting, and that's just like one aspect. There's been so many things that I've learned that I think most of us have learned. And I guess what also surprised me is that this space here and what we do, that this whole little world exists, right? The audio world. And how rich and multifaceted it is. It's like almost one of my writer friends has said it can be porn. Most of it is porn, right? But a lot of it is beyond porn, really. Yeah, that which happens after porn or beyond porn. And I think one of the commenters here have said that about how they can now consume conventional pornography a lot less, and it's just like kind of boring and predictable. And I would agree with that. Okay, well, that was rambling. I might try to edit down a little bit. I will also type up a digest version of this to put in comments. Thank you. Have a great day.